The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. What a broadcast we've put together for you today. The mayor of Everett, Cassie Franklin, is going to join me at 12:30. Brock Heward's going to drop by for his weekly visit. And then we have all kinds of news that we are going to analyze with your help. Let's get, it's a very busy afternoon, so count to dilly nor dally. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
As you know, most of the major cities in our state, Seattle, Everett, Tacoma, Spokane, are on a record murder pace. Some have already broken their all-time murder record. We have become the car theft capital of the United States on a per capita basis. We're number one in catalytic converter thefts. We are number one in property crimes. Why is this happening? Well, I've been telling you precisely why. It's because of Democrats in Olympia. The Democrats put together some anti-cop, pro-criminal bills a year and a half ago that have made this the easiest place, literally, as the junior high girls like to say, literally. We are the most pro-criminal state in the United States of America. So what do we do about this? Well, we're going to talk to Cassie Franklin, the Everett mayor, about this because a bunch of Snohomish County mayors, 15 of them, got together yesterday and said they're launching a task force. But frankly, I'm sick of task force. What's happening is Democrats in Olympia, and the prime architect of so much of the murders that are happening in this state is a Democrat lawmaker named Jesse Johnson. Jesse Johnson, he is not running for re-election. He has wreaked enough havoc in Olympia and in this state to last several lifetimes. Jesse Johnson is directly responsible for a lot of the deaths in the black and brown community. Now, what's interesting about this is Jesse Johnson is a black man who passed police reform bills so that we wouldn't have another George Floyd here in Washington. The problem, of course, is when he put the handcuffs on the cops, the criminals started running free. And the greatest number of victims in all of these major cities that are on a record murder rate, the greatest number of victims are in the black and brown community. So I imagine that Jesse Johnson is dealing with a lot of guilt because he knows that his bill in Olympia is directly responsible for the deaths of a lot of predominantly young men in the communities that he pretended to care about. I bring all of this up because as the lawmakers are now trying to figure out if there's a way to undo some of the damage that Jesse Johnson caused. But it's not just Jesse Johnson. It was every Democrat in Olympia because all of these bills were on a strict party line vote. And Jay Inslee signed all of these bills. So it was Democrats who knew that they were crafting bills that were going to kill a lot of young black and brown men. What their motivation for that is, I'm going to leave up to you to figure out, because I can't figure out why Jesse Johnson, all the Democrats in Olympia, and Jay Inslee, I truly can't figure out why they wanted laws in this state that they knew would kill young black and brown people. But they knew it was coming. And the reason I say they knew it was coming is because I knew it was coming. During the legislative session a year and a half ago, a little more than that now, I said on this show that the bills that they were voting on were going to kill a lot of young people. And that the vast majority of those young people murdered would be black and brown. Now, if I knew that, a Scandinavian old guy from Ballard, I'm sure all these hip young Democrats knew the carnage that their bills would wreak on our state. The reason I bring this up is because Jesse Johnson now is seeing that his fellow Democrats have to fix what they all voted for. They have to try to save black and brown lives after almost 2 years of them being directly responsible for the murder of lots of black and brown people. So now they're talking about fixing it. We had a video a couple of weeks ago where politicians and sheriffs and police chiefs, they all got together and they did a video saying we have to once again kind of clamp down on crime after letting the criminals go wilding for a couple of years. And now yesterday, 15 mayors in Snohomish County, they got together and they said that they're going to form a coalition of business leaders and mayors to try to reduce crime. So what is Jesse Johnson saying, knowing that his bill is responsible for the deaths of so many people? Well, he was on Twitter, and he says that the Democrat mayors, like Cassie Franklin, who I'm going to talk to at the bottom of the hour, he says that the Democrat mayors who are trying to, once again, rein in the criminals, he calls them Republicans in Democratic suits. And in fact, like a 13-year-old, Jesse Johnson on Twitter wrote, LOL. I don't count Republicans in Democratic suits as far as fixing all of these problems. Now, seriously, Jesse Johnson, you're a member of the Washington State Legislature. Did you really laugh out loud at politicians who are trying to undo all the deaths that your bill are directly responsible for? Did you really LOL? Did you go, ha ha ha? They're all Republicans in Democrat suits, and they're trying to stop death. Did you really LOL? Like a middle school girl? LOL, I don't count Republicans in Democratic suits. The legislature did what needed to be done. Then listen to this. And some police got angry because their culture must shift and they can't go around killing people. So according to Democratic State Representative Jesse Johnson, the reason that politicians and cops are finally trying to roll back elements of his bill are because cops are upset that they can't go around killing people. I know I have a lot of police officers who listen to this show, and I would like to hear from you. I would like you to text me, because it is my read that the politicians want to do this because they're sick of how high our murder rate is, our car theft rate, carjackings, catalytic converters, home break-ins, car prowls, you name it. We lead the country. But according to Jesse Johnson, who caused so much of this bloodshed, he says that the reason they want to roll this back is because cops are upset that they can't go around killing people. I would love to hear from the police officers who listen to this show. I would love for you to text me at 888-973-CHIRO. 888-973-5476. Is that why the mayors and the cops and the citizens of the state are saying we got to swing the pendulum back away from the criminals just a bit? Is that because cops are upset they can't go around killing people? Have you ever heard anything so dangerous, so disrespectful, so hate-filled as Democrat Rep. Jesse Johnson suggesting that cops love to go around killing people? And that's what he stopped. And I know this is the guilt he must carry. I know that deep down inside, he knows that his bill has gone around and killed people. And so he's trying to do a little displacement. He's trying to put this on somebody else. But this is on every Democrat in Olympia who voted for this. This is on Jay Inslee, who signed this bill. If I knew what was coming, and I did because I said it on this show, they knew what was coming. So then we have to figure out, why did Democrats in Olympia and Jay Inslee conspire to have laws in the state that they knew would kill young black and brown men? Is it self-loathing on the part of Jesse Johnson? I mean, I really don't know. So if you are a psychiatrist, that's what I'm reaching out to you here. Cops and psychiatrists. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476, and tell me why you think this Democrat in Olympia and all of his colleagues passed the most criminal-friendly laws in the United States of America. And I'll talk to Everett Mayor Cassie Franklin about all of this in about 15 minutes. Up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I told you so.
Yes, we've talked a lot on a similar subject about how diversity, equity, and inclusion is also wreaking more havoc than anything it's purported to fix. Our colleagues, I always give attribution, even if it's a competitor. That's just the way I'm wired. KUOW Radio, they had a great story. Headline, why is a convicted sex offender with false credentials running a King County-funded youth program? Well, that sounds intriguing. As Salim Robinson tells it, he used to run the streets of Chicago. Now he runs a nonprofit in Seattle for vulnerable young people. And after public radio did an investigation of this guy's background, they found out that King County, when they hired this guy for a contract worth $266,000 a year, King County apparently never ran a criminal background check on Salim Robinson. They never verified his credentials. He said that he was going to put together a nonprofit that would work with young people affected by gun violence. There's only one problem. Salim Robinson said that he had a master's degree in social work from Seattle University. That's not true. Salim Robinson said he had a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Washington. That's not true. Salim Robinson is on the sex offender registry for public masturbation. That is true. Salim Robinson has aliases, including Basim Salim Abdul Rahim, and before that, James Thomas Treblett. Those are all on court records. But he got $266,000 from the taxpayers of King County and from this state. And King County says, we don't do background checks on people we give $250,000 contract to. And if they had, they would have found out that this guy is an absolute fraud. They would have found out that he has a criminal background, a sex offender background, that he doesn't have the credentials that he said he had. So what does he have? Well, he falls under DEI. Wait a second. Let me check my woke dice, see what that stands for. Diversity, equity, inclusion. Salim Robinson is a black man who had the name Salim, and politicians in King County couldn't fall over each other fast enough to give him $250,000. So did they check out his background? No. Because in the pursuit of diversity, equity, and inclusion, it is those three letters that are far more important than anything that happens in real life. It's more important than this guy's criminal background. It's more important than his ability to do anything about gun violence. When he said he had a master's of social work from Seattle U, Seattle University didn't even offer that degree until 10 years later. And when he talked to public radio, he said, I have no idea why my academic records are not showing up. Well, probably because they don't exist. When he was Basim Salim Abdul Rahim, he pleaded guilty to two counts of attempted felony indecent exposure with sexual motivation. He was at the 13 Coins restaurant in SeaTac. He was interested in a bartender. So he admitted that he was at the restaurant with a jug of Vaseline on his hands, pleasuring himself. In court, he admitted masturbating at the restaurant. But he said he was not leering at the bartender. He said he was having phone sex with his wife. But when police called his wife, she denied her husband's claim. She told them, yeah, he's been arrested before for this. Did King County even think to check out this guy's background before giving him $250,000? No, because he was diverse, equitable, inclusive. It's kind of like that elementary school principal that Jason Rams broke the story on a few days ago. Elementary school principal in Bellevue, Phantom Lake Elementary, Marcus Johnson. He checked off diversity, equity, inclusion boxes. He's a black man. He's a gay man. And, oh, he goes on social media and posts video of himself smoking blunts while reading gay porn.
I almost forget we had both already. He palmed and smacked my ass, flicking his tongue in while I gripped in bits of pillows. He locked his arms around my thighs, pinning me down and raised my hips slightly to get a view of what he wanted. He blew his warm breath against my and it back at him.
That's who the Bellevue School District hired as the principal last July at Phantom Lake Elementary. And why? Why did they not check out his background? Why did they not look to see if he was smoking weed on social media posts and reading gay porn? Well, because he was diverse. He was equitable. He was inclusive. We have gone insane as a society where we let people with phony backgrounds, criminal records, get $250,000 taxpayer grants, where we let elementary schools hire principals in the Bellevue School District, hire a principal who seems to be grooming children. That would be my take on why you would post stuff like that on publicly available social media when you're an elementary school principal. But it's diverse. It's equitable. It's inclusive. And that is your Big Lead.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Coming up next, the mayor of Everett. She says that they, after putting up with so much criminal behavior the last couple of years, her Democrat Party, that they're finally ready to do something about it. I'll talk to Cassie Franklin about this next here on the Dory Monson Show. A couple of weeks ago, a bipartisan group of politicians and law enforcement, they got together, they made a video, and they said that it is time to change some of the police reforms that were made in Olympia a year and a half ago. What is clear is that Washington has become the most criminal-friendly state in the country. Our murder rate is showing that, our property crime rate, car thefts, carjackings, any crime category, we have become the most criminal-friendly state in the country. A couple of weeks ago, a video was made, as I said, and yesterday, a group of Snohomish County mayors announced that they were getting together to put together a business leader and mayor council for public safety. One of those mayors is Cassie Franklin of Everett. Madam Mayor, thanks for coming on with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. How bad is it? I saw some of the numbers when all of you mayors spoke yesterday, but how bad have things gotten in Everett?
You know, all of us are seeing a really disturbing rise in crime, and what is causing me great concern is, you know, especially the rise in violent crime. We're seeing more gun violence, more illegal possession of guns, more shots fired, more open drug use, and that all together is making for a very unsafe environment in our community.
And so what are you proposing when the group of mayors got together yesterday? What was the proposal?
Well, we are formed a coalition of mayors and business leaders across Snohomish County. We've got 15 of our mayors in the county that have joined in and hope to have more. And we'll be inviting business leaders now so that we can make our voice heard. We can educate and advocate for solutions and work collaboratively with Olympia and other branches of government to address some of the gaps and concerns we're seeing. I think as mayors, we're doing what we can, and now we need these other systems to work as well.
Everybody in the public sees this. Everyone in our region, the majority of people in our region say that crime is the number one issue. When your video was released with all of the law enforcement personnel and other mayors a couple of weeks ago, the main author of the Democrat legislation in Olympia, Jesse Johnson, he said that the video that all of you made, I'm quoting now, is a shameful waste of tax dollars, creating a fear-mongering campaign. What do you say to that criticism from a Democrat state legislator that you're wasting tax dollars and fear-mongering by just highlighting what's happened to crime since his bill passed?
Well, I'm going to respectfully disagree with him. I think if he sat in my office, he would see the number of calls that I'm getting from my community. Our residents reach out to their local mayors when they're concerned about safety, and we get dozens of calls a day with residents very frustrated with the state of these challenges on our streets. And I think this isn't a partisan issue. This isn't a red or a blue issue. This is very much impacting every community, whether it's a large community or small community. And I think we all need to work together to fix this.
Okay. And I know you're respectfully disagreeing with Jesse Johnson, but then he sent out another tweet about this, and he was talking about people like you. He said that you and other Democrats who appear in this ad are Republicans in Democratic suits. What do you think of that characterization?
Well, I would say that's very false. I'm not sure when public safety became a Republican issue. I think that everybody should be concerned about the safety in their community, and as a strong Democrat mayor, leading the largest city north of Seattle on the I-5 corridor, this is the number one issue that is impacting the quality of life for our residents. And our residents don't care if I'm a Democrat or Republican. They want me to address public safety. And I think they expect the same of all their leaders.
But is this a bipartisan issue? Because in Olympia, at least, this was a strict party line issue. And it was Democrats who passed this bill. It was Jay Inslee who signed these bills that, I mean, you and I agree. It sounds like that you agree with me that this has become a very criminal-friendly state. But this is a party issue when it was strictly on party lines, isn't it?
Well, I think that Olympia does end up working very along partisan lines. But as mayors, we don't. You know, we work very collaboratively. I'm co-chairing this initiative together with Mayor Nearing. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat. And we work very well together. I think as mayors, we don't get to enjoy the luxury of saying, oh, we're just going to work with people that are like-minded. We actually work with everybody in our community. We have to work with everybody in our community in order to serve our residents and tackle these issues. And I think as mayors, we can demonstrate bipartisanship successfully and hopefully transfer some of that bipartisanship over to Olympia.
So is that a challenge for you, though? Because you're seeing the problems. You're trying to address these problems. You are working to try to undo some of the mess that the legislature has created. Is that a challenge for you? You know, let's forget about politically. Personally, when you identify as a Democrat and it is your party that has created these problems in Olympia?
You know, I think it's, I don't think there's any one person, one party, one system to blame. There's a lot of challenges in our criminal justice system. Some of them have been created by some of these reforms that I think that were made with good intentions, but that had really negative impacts. Some of it is due to a lack of transparency in the judicial branch and in the way bails are set and sentencing, and maybe a backlog in the prosecutor's office that I know they're working to address. So I don't think there's one system or one party to blame, but I do believe that it's absolutely essential that we all work together, and that's what we as mayors are trying to demonstrate.
Okay, you're probably sick of me asking about Jesse Johnson, but one other thing that he's, one other thing that he said about this. He said that, you know, I mentioned the Republicans in Democratic suits. He said that people and the police are angry because they can't go around killing people anymore. What do you think of that characterization from a state lawmaker, that the reason people are rising up against what they have done in Olympia is that I guess you and the police officers in that video just want to go around killing people?
You know, I think that's a very disrespectful statement about our men and women in blue who are risking their lives every day to serve and protect our community. I am very proud of the work of our police department, and they are doing everything they can to support victims, to hold criminals accountable, and keep our community safe. And I would hope that our elected leadership doesn't disrespect them in such a way.
Well, I mean, this was, you know, it was disrespectful as anything I've ever seen from a state lawmaker. And that's what I guess is amazing, because, you know, you and I politically are probably different, but you
sure.
and I are absolutely aligned in what is happening with crime and what must be done. Are you lobbying? Are you going to be lobbying the upcoming legislative session for the Democrats to fix the havoc that they have created?
Absolutely. As a city, we work with our lobbyists every year to lobby the electeds in Olympia for a number of issues. And this year we'll be doing that as a city, but we'll also be doing it as part of this coalition and hopefully get a real solid fix to the Blake decision and some of these other challenges that we're experiencing.
Yeah, the Blake decision, the one that has legalized all drugs in the state. How do we get here? I mean, really, this... I grew up in Seattle. I was born and raised here. And if somebody had told me even 5 or 10 years ago what things would be like right now with crime, I simply would not have believed it. You've watched this slow evolution. How do you think we got here?
I don't know. It's a perfect storm of events, but I think there's been some major gaps in our systems. Obviously, there's a lack of investment in mental health and services that are needed, but I think also some lack of attention on this growing challenge of criminal behavior in our community, and we need to be able to give our officers the authority to use the tools and training that they have to make good decisions in the field. We need to be able to get firearms out of the hands of felons, and when people are arrested, they shouldn't be arrested multiple times for the same issue. They should be arrested and held accountable and hopefully get back on a path to becoming law-abiding citizens again. So I look forward to working with my fellow mayors, business leaders, and others that share that passion, and I believe we have the support of our residents and community behind us.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope that all of us together can turn things around, because this is just, it's mind-blowing what is happening on the streets right now and how everything has tilted in favor of the criminals around here. It's got to change.
Yep, it does have to change. Thank you. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, it's good talk with you. Mayor Cassie Franklin of Everett, 15 Snohomish County mayors came together and announced they are leading this mayors and business leaders for public safety. And we as voters, it is on us primarily, because we have also watched this happen with the people that have been put into office in Olympia. All right, love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Have you filled your gas tank or tried to fill your gas tank the last few days. This is another economic disaster that is waiting to happen. Here's the problem. So I know a lot of young people, people in their 20s and 30s, who are working for really good companies, but they see the storm clouds on the horizon. One of my daughters had four friends over here. We had a pickleball tournament last night and smoked some chicken. But I was talking to all of these very accomplished 20, 30-somethings. They work for great companies, but everybody's seeing these storm clouds now. And with what's happening with gas prices just the last 2 weeks, it is going to create some real economic turmoil. Gas prices are up 30 cents just this last week here in Western Washington. We are, once again, one of the only places in the country where there are a lot of stations up over $6 a gallon, and it's going to get worse and worse. OPEC, it's not just OPEC, it's OPEC Plus. A lot of people aren't aware of this. OPEC used to be the Middle Eastern petroleum nations, but now it's OPEC Plus. The plus is Russia. And OPEC Plus has announced that they are going to cut gas production as prices skyrocket. They're going to cut production, which means prices are going to go up even more. The per barrel cost is going to go up. We might be paying $7 or $8 a gallon by the end of this year. Now, what's interesting about all of this is as Joe Biden was irresponsibly tapping into the National Strategic Petroleum Reserve to artificially flood the market with supply, prices came down. But the reserve is almost dry. And now the free market is taking place. And Russia, because Joe Biden and the puppet masters pulling his strings said that we're all about green, so we must destroy our energy production. And so the Biden administration has done just that. And we are no longer an energy independent country. And so Joe Biden, a couple of weeks ago, he was taking all this credit. Gas prices have gone down. So now that the prices are back to about where they were at the peak, Peter Ducey asked KJP about that. And man, this is a pathetic answer.
You said the president was responsible for gas prices coming down. Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
So it's a lot more nuance than that, right? Peter, you
it's
know
a lot
this.
More nuanced.
There have been global challenges that we have all have dealt with. When I say all, meaning other countries as well, have dealt with since the pandemic. There's been pandemic and there's been Putin's war.
It's Putin! Putin's war. Of course, if we were energy independent as we were 2 years ago, Putin's war wouldn't affect our petroleum reserves in this country.
Putin's war has increased gas prices at the pump. We have seen that over the past several months. And what?
Somebody explain. Joe Biden took credit for prices going down 2 weeks ago, but he will accept no blame for them going up dramatically this last week?
He was able to do. He took some historic steps when you think about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and making sure that we were able to do everything that we can to bring that cost down.
Wow. And there are consumers now in California paying $6.41 a gallon for gas. Nevada, $5.51. Oregon, $5.46. Who can afford that?
And we understand that.
They understand you can't afford it. They just don't care because the green lobby has won. Okay, we're going to take a quick timeout, and then the Fastest 15 is coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show.